dive deep into the stories the mainstream media won't touch. This is the American Journal.
I'm your host, Harrison Smith, Infowars.com, band.video. There have been a lot of events recently where we've had massive spikes in our audience number because people know, they recognize at this point, if it's a major event, you're not getting the story from the mainstream media. You're not getting the reality from the talking heads. So I know people come to InfoWars to find the truth. If that's you, welcome. Welcome to InfoWars. Don't be surprised if we're nothing like you think we are. With that, we go out to your calls. I'm going to give everybody 1 minute to make their case and state their view on the assassination. We'll begin with Baker in California. Is this Matt Baker? Is this Matthew Baker? It's not.
No, this is not. No.
I thought it was. That's okay. I'm equally excited to hear from you. Thanks for calling in, Baker. You're on the air.
Sorry.
Don't apologize for not being somebody else. That doesn't make any sense.
Okay.
thanks for calling in. You're on the air.
All right. Let's just think about this. Donald Trump was supposed to die that day, okay? And there's a bit of a paradox, though, because if the Secret Service wasn't told to stand down and that guy who saw him took the shot, we wouldn't have been given the greatest gift that we could have been given. This is like, I don't even know what to think of this, okay? People are saying that because it's not a professional shooter, it wasn't deep state. No. That shooter was going to die regardless. They're not going to use a professional shooter, okay? So we just have to be grateful that God took the devil's work and flipped it, and now they're donezo. So what's going to happen is, though, they're already creating moral equivalency, and they're acting like they're the victims. And Jen Psaki's literally on the news talking about she's scared for her life and all this. Okay, so what they're going to do is they're going to stage right wing false flags, and they're going to, I mean, they're already doing it. They're already trying to talk like, oh, political violence is bad. No, so that's what I got to say.
Yeah, political violence is bad, which is why Trump supporters don't do it and are constantly the victims of it. I totally agree with you. Very good points in just about a minute. So well done, Baker. Thank you so much for the call. Let's go to InfoWarrior in Seattle. Your minute begins now.
Hey, Harrison. I was just calling to I was in a room full of Democrats. We were doing something. And we all found out at the same time, and I saw the wave of people just shocked and then, you know, upset that, oh, how could someone do it? And then be happy all of a sudden at the same time, and then just erupt into like, oh, someone tried, and then found out that, oh, he's alive. And then the room just goes, it was an interesting thing, and you know what? I told everybody last week, you know, if you're out there, you're going to see a rainbow. You're going to see a 1 in a million chance of seeing your enemy just having their hopes and dreams defeated, that they all thought they had it. Somebody shot him. He's dead. Yeah. Oh. And you could have been there. Everyone could have been there because they were out.
Wow. Yeah, no, it's look, and we're going to get into the response of this, but you don't need to speculate. They don't need to say it. We know what the Democrats are like. They want you dead. They want Trump dead. They want you dead for supporting Trump. It really is that simple. And again, that's why we'll get into what Destiny's all about, you know, later, because he's just putting voice. He's just saying honestly what millions of people in America are thinking, but are too cowardly to say. Thank you for the call, InfoWarrior Joe in New York. You are on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Harrison? I'm greeting from the rotten apple cesspool of our beautiful republic. My question is this. I've seen a few videos of this guy screaming fascist, fascist, fascist. And my question is, does any reports or does anybody have any thoughts on him might being Antifa? And if so, will the ACLU and the rest of the think tanks and the U.S. government now designate these people as what they are, terrorists?
You know, they should be. There's very little information coming out about the shooter so far. We'll get to what we know or what we've been told, I should say, from the FBI here momentarily. But look, what happened on Saturday was more intense and more dangerous than anything that happened on J6, and a J6 response is warranted at this point.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. Go to your phone calls more in just a minute. I'll tell you about what we know about the failure of security at this point. We can actually start with just give you a good idea of what we're looking at here. We can start with clip number 10. This is a Google Earth flyover of the area where the assassination attempt occurred. We can go ahead and play clip 10 here. We can pull down the audio. It's just music. So here's the zoom in of Butler, Pennsylvania, this fairground. And you can see and get a sort of 3D view of exactly where the shooter was and exactly where Trump was speaking. And then there were snipers on the roof. They're sort of behind Trump. And we know that for at least 2 minutes, maybe more, they were people at the rally saw the man on the roof with the rifle and were trying to make law enforcement and Secret Service aware. Apparently did make them aware, but no threat was radioed in. The order to take the shot never came about. And he got within millimeters of being killed. But it gets even worse. Local police officer encountered shooter before he fired towards Trump, AP sources say. Not long before shots rang out, rallygoers noticed a man climbing to the top of a roof from a nearby building and warned local law enforcement, according to two law enforcement officials. One officer climbed to the roof and encountered Crooks, the shooter, who pointed his rifle at the officer. The officer retreated down the ladder, and Crooks quickly took a shot toward former President Donald Trump. And that's when the U.S. Secret Service counter-sniper shot him, said the officials who spoke to the Associated Press on condition of anonymity to discuss an ongoing investigation. Now, that investigation, bizarrely, sadly, typically enough, is now being handled by the FBI's Pittsburgh field office, which is, in fact, the same FBI field office that ran the Hunter Biden laptop cover-up. So, yes, the deep state FBI spy organ, who has spent the last 8 years destroying its own credibility in a psychotic pursuit of Trump, trying to frame him for anything and everything to destroy him utterly. Now they're the ones responsible for finding out about the attempt on his life. And does anybody think we're going to get anything like the truth out of them? They're also saying, we have no motive. Okay, the motive was kill Trump. Are you an idiot? They say, yeah, we're sure that he acted alone. He was on our radar, by the way. We're sure that he acted alone, but also we can't access his phone, so we probably won't get any other information. Which is a lie. I'm going to call that a lie. They can get into his phone. Of course they can get into his phone. Don't be ridiculous. A Chinese guy you can pay $5 on the deep web can get into his phone. The FBI can get into his phone. If they're not getting into his phone, it's because they don't want to. If they don't want to, it's because they know what's on the phone. If they know what's on the phone, it's because it has to do with them. So they're trying their hardest to get into the phone. And they'll probably tell us it's all Russian disinformation. The FBI's Pittsburgh field office leading the investigation into the bloody assassination attempt on President Trump also originally led the investigation of Hunter Biden's shady business dealings and was also involved in the probe of Jim Biden's shady AmeriCorps deal. Because, of course, that's who it is. Kellen McBreen posted this. WTF, attendees reported seeing 20-year-old Thomas Crooks acting suspiciously near rally metal detectors, according to CNN, with local law enforcement being notified and broadcasting warnings over their radio to Secret Service to be on the lookout for him. This according to a New York Post article. So the number of warnings here was legion. It was a litany. And yet they all went unheeded. And he was allowed to fire off multiple shots. nearly killing the former president of the United States. Secret Service blames the local police, saying they were tasked with securing property surrounding Trump's Pennsylvania rally. So many things to say about this, right? For one thing, I don't think, yeah, pretty much, right? It's a meme. I don't know how to take this because it's different. You know, the protocol has to be different in situations like this. If you're out in a field where there's like 10 barns around you and that's all, everywhere within the eye line should be the Secret Service's purview. Now, I can understand it if you're in a big city and you go, okay, the president is doing an appearance at this movie studio or doing an appearance at this venue, and Secret Service's job is to secure the venue, but you can't expect them to secure that venue and the one next door and the one across the street and the one behind it and the one. That's too much, right? That makes sense. But if you're in the middle of a field, there's literally 10 barns. You can't patrol all 10 barns. What the hell? This makes no sense. But in addition to that, whether or not it's their fault, it is, again, sort of just a symbol of the fracturing. Like, when I think about all this, I just picture some sort of construct, like a giant machine that's running, and there's something wrong with it. It's got some sand in it, some grit in it, a hose has come undone or something, and it's just sort of starting to vibrate and starting to shake more than it should. And as it shakes, more bolts are being slowly loosened off. And as those pop off, it starts to shake even more. So, and like, it just all seems like everything is starting to fall apart right now. It's all vibrating. It's all just like resonating at this destructive frequency that it's all just falling apart piece by piece. And part of it is this, is like that you have an attempted assassination millimeters away from killing Donald Trump. And the people in charge of his security and the Secret Service and the local police are treating it like children who are being blamed for eating the last cookie. Well, it's not our fault. No, but that was his fault. He was in charge of that. No accountability, no honor, no resignations, no humiliation or shame at having failed in their one job. Nothing of the sort. Just do what you have to try to survive this political storm. Just blame it on everybody else. That's not our fault. No, that was local law enforcement's fault. They were supposed to lock that down. It wasn't our fault. It's not our fault. I don't really care, right? Like we're being run by, I was going to say children, but I don't know. Some children take accountability for themselves. Just like ill-behaved children. Like the worst, like bad children. Not good children. Pathetic, honestly. And again, it goes into like the DEI hiring practices of them and everything. Now, most people that we've seen report on this with some sort of professional expertise, whether it's snipers, former Secret Service, law enforcement, whoever, have basically all, I mean, everyone I've seen has said, this makes no sense. This should have never been allowed. There are so many things that were wrong about this. It can't have happened on accident. One outlier would be Eric Prince, at Real Eric D. Prince on X. Now, he seems to take the position that the U.S. Secret Service failed here, that it was not Secret Service's prowess that means Donald Trump's alive. This happened despite the Secret Service, not because of, or, you know, the fact he survived is despite the Secret Service's capabilities, not because of it. It says, clearly, there's adequate uncontrolled dead space for a shooter to move into position and take multiple aimed shots. Watching the newsreel, one can hear how proximate the shooter is by the very short time lapses. The law enforcement sniper, unclear if U.S. Secret Service, in newsreels was clearly overwhelmed as his face came off the rifle instead of doing his job to kill the shooter. Clearly, they were watching the shooter, but apparently have a no first shot policy. The only positive action was an apparent 488-yard shot by one U.S. Secret Service sniper, which dispatched the assassin, but after the assassin launched at least five rounds, wounding Donald Trump and killing several others in the crowd. So he basically is saying that there are unserious and unworthy people in positions of authority. They got us to this near disaster. Merit and execution must be the only deciding factors in hiring and leadership, not the social engineering priority of the day. Sadly, nothing in Washington reflects that any longer. Donald J. Trump is right to question the competence of those protecting him, because yesterday they failed in almost every way. Nature abhors a vacuum, and there are always other options. And a lot of people are saying that Trump needs private security. I would agree with that. I would. It's not, that's not totally possible 100%, but he should have a private corps, literally a Praetorian Guard, that is incorporated into and takes over the Secret Service once he becomes president. Because you really can't, like, you can't have a private force that has all of the same capabilities and connections that Secret Service do. We've been talking about motorcades recently. You know, when a motorcade tears through a city, or a state for that matter, I mean, you've got to have every local law enforcement in cahoots working together to make that happen, which means you have to be able to, you know, you have to have contacts in literally every major city that you can call up and go, hello, we're the Secret Service. Here's what we're doing. Help us. And they go, yeah, yes, sir. You're the Secret Service. I will do. It's not the same with a private security force. So I don't know if private security forces can be the only thing. I think it maybe needs to be an addition to Secret Service. And I've been saying this for a very long time. I'm not joking. Everywhere Trump goes to do a rally, he needs to be recruiting people into his militia to protect him, because they're trying to kill him. So maybe Eric Prince will be on top of that. And again, we have a lot of videos that we'll go to. Maybe we'll go to some of these later of the just professional snipers and former Secret Service agents just talking about what a abysmal failure this entire event was. Until then, we got to your phone calls. Let's go to BS Assassin in New York. What a appropriate name, a BS Assassin. You have a minute, and you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yep, you guys did it. You broke my BS meter. It's officially broken. I just want, now I can't discriminate between what's real or not. Now it's I really liked the three bull dykes. Me personally, if I was a Secret Service agent, I wouldn't be able to concentrate with a bull dyke in a suit with big boobies. That would totally distract me. So maybe they were all distracted with that, because that probably got them going. You know what I mean? They're like, oh, man,
you know,
look at those boobies. You know what I mean?
You might be honest with them. Maybe that's the tactic. Maybe that's what needs it. Maybe instead of, they have women Secret Service agents, and a lot of people are seeing videos of these women. They're not doing their jobs right. But what if they were all sexy ladies in bikinis? And the shooter was distracted by them. What if we use the power of female sexuality to protect the president? Maybe that's the solution. Distract the assassins with boobs.
Bulletproof thongs, baby. Let's go. It was complete horse crap. You got to try to win favor. The guy poisoned everybody, man. So that's our fight, America. If we don't fight for the kids who got poisoned and got terrorized with masks, we lose our country. If we fall for this BS, we lose our country, everybody. Fight for the kids. Fight against the masks. Fight against the poison shots. Don't focus on anything else, anybody.
All right. Thank you for the call, BS Assassin. I appreciate it. Let's go to Ben in Virginia. Your theory on the deep state plot to take out Trump. Go ahead, Ben. You're on the air.
All right. Hey, so I'm going to make a bridge of connection that a lot of people probably aren't making, but it was 100%, like a deep state plot, all of that. But the real thing that kind of sealed the deal for me is if you look at the tweets that these people put out, so let's say Biden, Obama, I don't know if Hillary Clinton did one too, they all are saying sorry. But if you really just twist or change a few words here and there, it almost seems like it was pre-written, like they thought he was going to get shot and killed. So it almost seemed like they were like last second had to change it, and come out and just be like, oh, we're sorry that this happened. But it seems like they already knew that he was going to get killed, and they put up, somebody to it, obviously that kid. But, and another thing that I also want to say too, is it is literally an act of God that he is alive. And I don't find this a coincidence at all, but I'm going to read you a little Bible verse real quick. It just so happens that when Trump, that bullet got shot, it was 6:11, and in chapter 6, verse 11, Ephesians, it says, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take you to the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on your breast the breastplate of your righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel and peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, where you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked.
Mm.
Isn't that beautiful?
That's absolutely incredible. No, you're absolutely right. Divine intervention saved Trump
absolutely.
That day. I truly believe that, and it is incredible. And apparently, you know, the word is people around Trump that he is taking this in a spiritual way. And somebody needs to put together all of the Sopranos clips that relate to this. I just keep seeing flashbacks of the Sopranos. Max from Kansas was sending me some Soprano memes, because obviously in the Sopranos, Tony Soprano gets, like, there's a lot of assassination attempts against him. And I was thinking about, I think in the first episode of the Sopranos, he does a CT scan or some sort of health scan for his brain. And Trump did one of those, right? Because you don't actually know. It's, you know, it's not like the movies. There are times people get shot and they don't even know that they're shot, and they have they live for 20 years with a bullet in their head. They have no idea. They just thought they got hit by something one day. No idea that they got shot in the head. So they do a CT scan for Trump that day just to make sure he wasn't hit anywhere else, that they, you know, weren't able to see the entry point. And I picture, yeah, not only, you know, Tony Soprano, again, if you watch The Sopranos, he's like in this depressive state. He's like totally hopeless, and then somebody tries to kill him, and he like fights for his life, and it like reinvigorates, you know, his love of life. And I wonder what Trump's going through right now, and then I wonder just what it was like during that CT scan. I mean, he goes from just being surrounded by chaos and yelling and screaming and music and cheering, and then he's being fired at, and people are whisking him away, and then he's in that quiet room with the humming of the machine, and he's laying there, and he has to stay completely still. And you hear that machine do the as it scans his brain. I mean, I wonder what was going through his head right then. A situation not a lot of people will ever experience, thank God. But I know, and there's nothing like a close call. There's nothing like a close call. I only know it from like almost getting in bad trouble as a kid. And just, you know, thinking, just sitting there going, huh, every moment from now on is a gift. Every moment of my life from this moment on is like a bonus, is like a, like I should be dead, but here I am. So I just wonder what the psychological evolution Trump is going through right now and how that will change the course of history, really. But incredible stuff, Ben. Thank you for that call. Let's go to Jake in Ohio. I'm sorry, I'll start sticking to it. 1 minute. Everybody's got 1 minute. I'll shut up. You get 1 minute to say your piece, and we'll move on to the next caller. We've got Jake in Ohio. Go ahead, Jake. What do you know about the parents of this shooter?
Supposedly they were trained social workers, like psychologists. So they're the programmers. They're the MK Ultra, I would say. And then another alternative Bible verse, it's a scripture. It's out of the Nag Mahadi. The great angel Elith spoke to me and said, I am understanding. I am one of the four luminaries who have stood before the great invisible spirit. Do you think these rulers have power over you? None of them can overpower the root of truth. For on behalf of the root of truth, a figure has appeared in the last days, and these authorities will be restrained. These authorities cannot defile you or that generation. For your home is with incorruptibility, where the virgin spirit dwells, who is superior to the authorities of chaos and their world.
Mm. Man, powerful stuff. Thank you very much for that, Jake. Yeah, the parents of the shooter were apparently social workers. We can get more into that. Initial reports are saying that he did not appear to be on any psychiatric medication. That was a question I had, because almost every time you see a mass shooter, they're on some form of SSRI. And I was expecting this person to be an example of that, but we haven't seen any confirmation of that. And I don't know if we would. Thank you for the call, Jake. Let's go to the Milverine in Wisconsin. You're on the air, the Milverine. Go ahead.
Hey, Harrison. Yeah, I've been checking out the RNC here in Milwaukee. It's my hometown. And I wanted to let you guys know that, like, security is, like, as tight as a Mormon's cornholio here, you know? Like, it's a fortress downtown, world class. I've seen many events like this, and more importantly, they have like overlapping security and tons of guys just watching. Everyone's working real hard, you know, and I don't want to dox Trump, but I went to the hotel he's staying at and was at the bar till bar closed, and security is super good. So I thought that's good. And I think he should up the security. He should have the guys in like the juggernaut bomb disposable suits, like right next to him, to at least protect him as a shield. Because like, I think there's multiple shooters, just because of, it looks like a professional hit, obviously, you know, and it's horrible that the people, it shows how crazy and insane they are and satanic that they would want to expose all of the world to such graphic images of, you know, someone's head exploding on 4K multiple angles. It's not like the Zapruder film, you know, it would be traumatizing for, you know, children, everybody, you know, and it shows how crazy they are.
Yeah, absolutely. No, they wanted. We were so close to having that broadcast on live TV. Trump's head literally exploding. I mean, it's just, it is horrible. You're exactly right. Very good to hear that security is that tight downtown. But again, I wonder with the people in charge. Thank you for that call. Let's go to Jefferson in Virginia. Calling in about the stand down situation. Go ahead, Jefferson. You're on the air. Clearly, if not a direct stand down order, there was no, you know, take the shot order that came. And we've seen the videos, a full 2 minutes of people screaming, pointing, yelling. There's a man with a gun. Nothing was done. Why do you think that is, Jefferson? You're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Harrison. Good to talk to you. Yeah, it's very strange that there's even some sort of scenario where the counter sniper team needs to get permission to take down somebody that's on a roof with a gun. The idea that you have to get permission is ridiculous. It just completely defeats the purpose of their being there. And it sounds like the two guys that were on the roof that we see that were closest to the shooter, the counter snipers, they never even got off a shot. They looked like they were dodging bullets. The one guy practically knocked over his tripod, flinching when the bullets started flying. And I think they said the shot that actually dropped the attempted assassin, came from 480 yards away from some other counter sniper team that was farther back.
That's right.
So I don't know who was following orders and who wasn't. Obviously, once the shooting starts, they're allowed to start shooting back, I guess, but this is a wait until the shooting starts. It's really kind of a stupid, doesn't make any sense at all.
No,
and they had the 3 minutes that yet they knew the guy was up on the roof. You'd think somebody would have some sort of a flare or something, or you could throw up on the roof like a grenade, you know, just an anti-personnel weapon. You'd think they'd have these things on hand. If they can't get up where the shooter is, they'd have something to disable him.
Yeah.
But none of this happened. And it's just weird that the, you know, when we do get into what happened and what went wrong, we won't know any of this for, you know, 6 months. So we'll have an ongoing investigation. They can't talk about the details.
Oh, don't worry. The FBI is going to get down to the bottom of it. No, you're exactly right. In 6 months, they'll be saying, we still have no motive. Don't know why we think maybe he was a Trump supporter, actually. Let me take some brain force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids. So we're fed. You can get it from beet powder and other things. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. It's a natural blood pressure. In fact, I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf. And I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just for straight food. It's a different formulation than that one, and the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
That was Dr. Judy Mikovits, top research scientist, without me even asking her, telling everybody how incredible this product is. And it's finally back in stock. Nitric Boost is 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And it doesn't just have the vasodilation opening up your arteries and your veins to clean things out. It does so many incredible things. God gave us this compound. So many of the big things you see out there promoted in the media are based on the natural ingredients that are already in this product. So get your amazing Nitric Boost today at InfoWarsStore.com. You need to experience the health, the vitality, the stamina, the libido, everything that comes with Nitric Boost. You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do. Yes.
Well, I'm not a scientist like you. What do these compounds do creating nitrous oxide? What does it do?
It relaxes the vasculature. So the clot will go through and not restrict. It allows it to relax. It lowers the blood pressure. Has the toxic synthetic lipid nanoparticles similar to the one in the COVID shot. Prior to the COVID shot, the deadliest vaccine, we saw athletes dropping dead on the field, passing out, falling down, all the things.
Yeah, why is it particularly the athletes?
Because they operate at oxygen max, capacity max. They're operating at such a high level in their mitochondria. This is an energy production, oxygen necessary disease.
So they create, that's what they're finding. They turbocharge the blood clots.
Yep. And ischemia, lack of oxygen. So constricted blood vessels too, because athletes are running, they're constricted, they're working so that the blood flows and it doesn't flow, which is why your nitric oxide product, that new products, I hope you'll show it, because that's a very important thing to have for acute events. Dissolve under the tongue, give you an instant relaxing of your endothelium, your vasculature.
Nitric Boost, exclusively available, 40% off right now, in stock, ready to ship. Nitric Boost, InfoWarsStore.com. Try it, support the InfoWar. It's a 360 win.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, folks. We're about to hear phone calls shortly. I want to go to a video first. There have been many videos like this, many posts like this from professional snipers, former Secret Service agents, Marine snipers, Navy SEALs, asking a lot of questions about this. More than just sort of Monday morning quarterbacking, not so much looking at a failure and then being able to identify the failure points, but looking at this from a strategic and technical and industry standpoint and saying things were not done correctly in a very obvious way. And look, to totally be completely fair, well, I don't even know if it's completely fair, but I understand why the Secret Service isn't just going out guns blazing 24/7. I can imagine when you're doing events over and over and over. I mean, when the campaign heats up and Trump's doing one a day or multiple a day, and you know they're going to a new city, and I guarantee you there have been situations where like they thought somebody had like a gun. And they're like, I've got the shot. Should I take? Like, let's just wait. And it turns out to be just like some kid with a phone. And they go, oh, thank God I didn't take that shot. It would have just killed an innocent person. Whoops. Like, they have to be careful. They can't just start shooting the first time they see, you know, somebody where they're not supposed to be, right? Some stage worker in a stadium, like poking his head out of a catwalk up above just because he wants to get a view of Trump. They're going to blow his head off. Like, I get that they don't just want to go, they don't want to be trigger happy. I understand that. But here, clearly there was 2 minutes where they should have known what was going on. There should have been radio communication. In the instant a long gun is seen where it's not supposed to be, where it's not a Secret Service sniper's nest, but somebody's crawling around with a gun, you take the shot. you take the shot, better safe than sorry. But at the same time, I don't want to portray it like, you know, these, because we don't know. We don't know if this, if these snipers were sitting there watching a guy crawling with a sniper rifle and going, should I take the shot or not? We don't know. We don't know. And if all they could see is some guy's head popping over, I would understand why they would go, I'm not about to just pop some dude in the head because he wanted to get a better vantage point for the Trump speech. So I don't want to, I just don't want to be unfair to these people. Clearly they failed horribly. Clearly there needs to be recompense. There needs to be firings. There needs to be resignations. There may need to be charges. And there needs to be a change in the MO from now on. But hell, I'm just a layman. Let's go to the expert. Here is a former sniper. In fact, well, I was going to ask Matt to introduce this clip real quick as to who this was. But we'll just go to it. Let's go now to this professional sniper talking about the failures of Secret Service that day.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? I'm here to tell you why the shooting of President Donald Trump yesterday, without a doubt in my mind, was a planned and coordinated attack on the president inside our government, our local agency, or police force. Here's why. My name is Matthew Murphy, and I am a retired Green Beret, retired from Biz Special Forces Group, but I'm also a level one sniper, which means that I have graduated the highest level of training for snipers that you can do in special operations. We're trained, I'm going to avoid confidential or classified terminology, we're trained in assassinations and counter assassinations for the very reason, case in point, yesterday, the shooting of President Donald Trump. So, first of all, anywhere the president's going to go, there are teams from the Secret Service that go out days, if not weeks, if not months, before the president will ever be at that spot. And they do a site security assessment. And they do that with the local police forces and agencies to ensure that every potential security threat or vulnerability is secured and, of course, protected against. Now, this is done way before Donald Trump will ever get there, and they know every place that the president will be, and the sniper team especially is responsible for ensuring that no one can take a shot at the president. Now, that does not mean that the sniper team just sets up with their guns and scans the crowd and shoots. No, what they do, the most important thing they do pre-Donald Trump showing up, is within a 360-degree environment of that podium of the president, they ensure that there is not a place that is open that will be accessible by someone with a rifle to take a shot at the president. So they make sure those places are barricaded off, inaccessible, and heavily guarded, so there is no way you are going to get to the place where you can even shoot the president with a rifle before the president shows up. Then they scan the crowd and those places of the rifle just in case by some miracle you do. Now, you're not going to tell me, I don't care who you are, don't listen to the media, nonsense anyways, I think most of us know that by now, that some 20-year-old kid that looks like he played Dungeons and Dragons in his mom's basement is trained on a gun, especially a sniper rifle like that, is a registered Republican, and then can access anywhere near the vicinity of that crowd, of that event, with him not dressed in a uniform and that sniper rifle. He was wearing American flag t-shirt and pants, and he had a rifle. You're going to tell me that that kid went through all the levels of security, somehow got into the closest building to the president, then accessed the rooftop of the closest building to the president, then had the time to unpack his rifle, lay down in the prone, and then take 5 to 8 well-aimed shots at the president before he was decisively engaged by the Secret Service's counter-sniper teams or a local police department. I don't know who they were. Most likely police. You're going to tell me all that happened and a 20-year-old kid did that without it being heavily planned, coordinated, and people on the inside making it happen? There's absolutely no way possible that that kid was able to get up there and take those shots at the president without a lot of internal help. So someone in that local, or some people inside that local police department agency or the Secret Service is compromised and is a threat to our president. So we need to stop worrying about that damn shooter and start worrying about who allowed this to happen. And President Trump, if you need an American to protect you who's actually good at sniping and stopping this crap, give me a call. I'll do it for free. Everybody have a good day. God bless.
So there you go. An expert take on the matter. Massive security breach. Secret Service under scrutiny after gunman got clear shot at Trump. How a gunman could scale a roof where Trump was speaking prompts calls for investigation. The attempted assassination of Donald Trump represents a glaring failure by Secret Service, which left a former president exposed to gunfire in a breach of security that will likely haunt a long idealized agency that has been repeatedly tarnished by scandal in recent years. Important questions about the shooting remain unresolved, but the fact that a 20-year-old gunman managed to scale the roof about 200 yards from where Trump was speaking has already prompted calls for searching investigation of the Secret Service. The inevitable formal inquiries into the shooting, which left an attendee at the rally dead and wounded Trump, will raise fundamental questions about how the U.S. can protect dignitaries at a time of bitter polarization and widespread access to firearms. Can we stop? Can we stop talking about bitter polarization? Honestly, when are we going to stop the both sides thing? Only the left does this. Can you name a single person on the left that has been killed in an act of political violence? Because I could name, I don't know. I mean, it depends on how far you want to stretch the definition, but dozens potentially. If you're including people killed in the Black Lives Matter riots, if you're including the five people killed during January 6th, unarmed people murdered by the police. And that's time you get into the terroristic property damage from churches burning and pregnancy centers being firebombed. Well, the polarization, it's not polarization. It's psychotic leftist extremists murdering Trump supporters and trying to murder Trump himself. Well, bitter polarization. No. Terrorists attacking us. You know, Trump is going to call for unity at the RNC. I don't think we need unity. We need to crush these people.
Police have tracked down a killer whose crimes spanned the country. The man accused of killing a Maryland mother of five on a popular hiking trail has been captured in Oklahoma. Rachel Marin was dragged from a hiking trail in Maryland where she was raped and murdered. Hernandez allegedly has ties to the notorious MS-13 gang and entered the country illegally in February of last year.
The sheriff says that he fled to the U.S. illegally after murdering a woman in El Salvador in January of 2023. Just 1 month before he entered the U.S. last year, Interpol issued an arrest warrant for Hernandez.
We are 1,800 miles away from the southern border, and the American citizens are not safe because of failed immigration policies. This is the second time in just 2 years that an innocent Harford County woman has lost her life to a criminal in our country illegally.
As far as I'm concerned, the Biden administration has the blood of Rachel Warren in their hands.
Two officers were shot overnight. The suspect also shot in the exchange of gunfire.
Police also saying that suspect Bernardo Raul Castro Mata currently resides at a migrant shelter not too far away from here.
Christian Inga was arraigned today in New York City on charges of sexually assaulting a 13-year-old girl after school last week in a shocking daylight attack. Police say the 25-year-old migrant from Ecuador approached two teens in the park at knife point. According to the criminal complaint, the suspect tied the boy and girl to one another, gagged them, then raped the girl before fleeing the scene. Police say Inga entered the U.S. illegally through Eagle Pass, Texas, back in 2021.
We've also learned from law enforcement here in New York that Christian Ingalandi was actually ordered to go back to Ecuador just a year later in 2022. Had he been deported, we may not have this case that has really struck a chord with people here in New York City, but even people around the country.
A Venezuelan gang known as Tren de Aragua has victimized thousands through extortion, drug and human trafficking, kidnapping and murder. And now U.S. law enforcement, including Customs and Border Protection and the FBI, say the gang has made their way into the country.
U.S. Border Patrol Chief Jason Owens, who has confirmed multiple arrests of alleged Tren de Aragua members over the last year, issued a warning in early April after reporting yet another arrest. Watch out for this gang, he said. It is the most powerful in Venezuela, known for murder, drug trafficking, sex crimes, extortion, and other violent acts.
Today, an illegal immigrant who killed someone in Troy is set to be sentenced. Carlos Corrales Ramirez pleaded guilty to the deadly stabbing last month. He admitted to killing a man near River and Dow Streets last September. The Honduras native was also charged with a stabbing in Maryland last February. He was arrested for that crime, but was later released because Maryland officials never extradited him.
Eight individuals, all from the Central Asian country of Tajikistan, were arrested in Los Angeles, New York, and Philadelphia. They entered the United States this year and in 2023, crossing the Mexican border. They were vetted and allowed to remain in the country. CBS News has learned further investigation uncovered the men had possible ties to ISIS-K.
Five men in the U.S. illegally were arrested Monday morning in Northeast Missouri after a teenage girl was reported missing in Indiana. The suspects are accused of kidnapping the 14-year-old from her home. They were tracked down in Macon County. All five of these men are charged with second-degree kidnapping and first-degree endangering the welfare of a child.
Developments in the brutal abduction and murder of a 12-year-old Texas girl whose body was found dumped in a bayou. Police arrested 21-year-old Johan Jose Rangel Martinez and 26-year-old Franklin Jose Pina Ramos, both illegal migrants from Venezuela. Surveillance video appeared to show both men with the girl just hours before she was found dead. Both men have been charged with capital murder, critics blaming Jocelyn's death on President Biden's border policies.
I'm going to look you in the eyes, and I'm going to tell you the future. It's an American story, and that's why Americans are going to love it. People are going to build you up. But God, are they going to? Because when you're great and new, we love you. Man, we'll build you into something that doesn't even exist. You're going to change the world. But you know what? Once they've built you as high as they possibly can, they're going to tear you back down. It's the most predictable pattern. We build you into something that doesn't exist, and that means you have to try to be that thing. All day, every day. That's how it works. And we do it again and again and again. And I'm going to tell you the truth. You're going to be attacked, betrayed, exposed, and humiliated. And you'll survive that. A lot of people can climb that mountain. It's the way down that breaks them. Because that's the moment when you are truly alone. And what will you do then? Can you summon the will to fight on through all the pain and rise again? That will be the defining question of your life. And I think you already know the answer. And that's why we're all here. A shoe is just a shoe. Until somebody steps into it, then it has meaning. The rest of us just want a chance to touch that greatness. And we need you in these shoes, not so you have meaning in your life, but so that we have meaning in ours. Everyone will be forgotten as soon as our time here is up. Except for you. You're going to be remembered forever, because some things are eternal. And your story is going to make us fight and never give up.
Powerful stuff. Again, we'll go out to your phone calls. We do have some breaking news here. Donald Trump dodges another bullet. Donald Trump criminal classified documents case dismissed. Yes, a final strand of hope for the deep state severed. Donald Trump dodged another bullet Monday when a judge dismissed his criminal classified documents case, ruling the appointment of special counsel Jack Smith was a violation of the Constitution. I know when Matt brought in this story, you know, he was appropriately sort of outraged at the fact they would make a joke like this. Not really a joke, though, is it? Kind of highlighting an underlying truth about what's going on in the world today. That whether it's an assassin's bullet or Jack Smith's court order, they're trying to kill Trump extrajudicially. They're trying to stop him by whatever means necessary. him getting a case dismissed is the equivalent of dodging a bullet. It's just a different tactic of taking out Trump rather than beating him in the election. Just another method of cheating to win, of taking the expedient path of dispatching your political opponents rather than actually running a fair election. They don't care. They don't care whether it's, you know, trumped up fraudulent charges or an assassin's bullet in the head. They're both just different methods of the same outcome. Unfairly and immorally and unethically and evilly destroying Trump, because that's the only way that their operations can continue. So he did. He dodged a bullet. He dodged a bullet on Saturday out of a gun, and now he dodged a legal bullet here. Judge Eileen Cannon determined any special prosecutor must be appointed by the president and confirmed by the Senate. In this case, the special counsel was appointed by Attorney General Merrick Garland, and that's not kosher under the Constitution. Biden had tried to avoid making the appointment to avoid the appearance of political retribution, but now it seems to have backfired. Cannon, who was appointed by Trump, has been the target of criticism for alleged bias. And she's biased in favor of, you know, the Constitution. Prosecutors say they will appeal the dismissal. At this point, it's virtually certain Trump will not face trial before the election. He's already been convicted of 34 felonies in connection with election fraud, but his sentencing in that has been delayed until September. And that may not go through at all either because of the recent Supreme Court rulings. So Donald Trump's judge in the document case has now dismissed the case because Jack Smith is just some dude with no authority to bring charges against the former president. He has no legitimacy. He has no legal ability to do what he's been doing. And really, he should be charged for impersonation. He should be charged for impersonating a law enforcement officer, impersonating a member of the court. What do you think would happen if I walked into some courthouse and said, I'm a special counsel and here's a warrant, you know, to search my political opponent's stuff? I'd be charged with impersonation for trying to commit fraud. He just did it in cahoots with Merrick Garland. Doesn't mean it's any less illegal. I say charge Jack Smith and Merrick Garland for trying to circumvent the Constitution and politicize our judicial system. These relentless, merciless demons. Let's go out to your calls now. Samuel in Australia has called in. You say you have some experience around Secret Service. Line 4, Samuel, you're on the air. Thanks for calling in.
Harrison, good to talk to you. I know what they'd do to you here if you went into a court and said you're a special prosecutor. They'd send you off for what they call a mental health assessment.
Yes, exactly.
Back in 2003, President Bush visited Australia, and my high school at the time was directly opposite the Australian War Memorial, and Bush visited there. We got half the day off. They ended school at lunchtime, put on special buses to get all of the kids out. And all of the staff had to be out, I think, by 2 o'clock or something like that, so that the Secret Service could come in, take over the building, sweep the building, make sure there was no one there, and set up on the roof so that no one else could be on the roof. And so they had sniper positions up there. So, and this wasn't even that close to the War Memorial. It's probably a further distance than what happened just the other day.
Right.
So that, you know, that didn't make any sense to me at all, that roof wasn't secured. But then I kind of knew it was an inside job the moment I saw the news. It was Sunday morning here, about 8 in the morning. And Sky News over here, for no apparent reason, had their chief news anchor filling in for someone who just happened to not be in that day. And all of the other major broadcast networks here magically had all of their top news anchors available to just take over coverage shortly after it happened. They knew something was up. There's no other reason why those people would have been available to all be available on camera.
Interesting. And they were already there before the event happened. They weren't like rushed in.
Well, for Sky News, their chief anchor was already on the air. He was interviewing an Australian politician at the time on a show that he wouldn't.
Uh-oh.
Other networks, I don't know why their anchors were there, but
It just happened to be. Well, thank you very much for the call, Samuel. And yeah, look, if anybody's had any experience with a Secret Service, that is their MO. That's their modus operandi. Everybody in the building leaves and they do a full sweep with the dogs, with the scanners, with the, you know, experts going into every room, every hallway, everywhere, like a day or two before it ever happens. And then, of course, you think about it as if you're an assassin and you just sit there and go, okay, if I was an assassin, how would I approach this venue? And then you cover those, you know, but again, you know, whether it's incompetence or malice, the outcome is the same. Whether it's DEI or an inside job, this is the result. And again, but for the grace of God, we would be sitting here with a dead Donald Trump millimeters away. Let's go to OJ in Pennsylvania now. You say you grew up down the road from the shooter. OJ, you're on the air. You knew the shooter.
Harrison, how are you?
Good.
Long-time listener, first-time caller with you. I've talked to Chase and I've talked to Owen, but I did not know the shooter. I was 9 years older than him, but I went to the same high school and lived within a half a mile of the shooter's parents' location.
Okay. What do you know about him?
But, I did hear, and I know people that know him, so like a second connection, but I know people keep saying that his father and his mother were in the health profession, mental health counseling. My understanding, and again, is that the mom's actually blind and is not a counselor or anything like that, but that the father definitely is.
Hmm. Interesting. Okay. Anything else?
So, again,
I've heard that he was a local sort of to that area. Is it a rural place that you guys live?
No, definitely the suburb, 40,000 people here, you know, houses right next to each other, not rural at all.
All right, I'll tell you what, if you can stay on the air, OJ, I'd like to get a little more into this and we'll cover sort of what we know about the shooter on the other side, about the supposed shooter, I should say. There are some questions as to whether this guy is the real guy or not. Other names being floated out there. We're going to be very careful about how we talk about this. We'll get more from our caller, OJ, from Pennsylvania, who grew up down the road from the shooter. Stay with us.
All right, folks. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. We just had a shipment come in months ago, and it sold out so fast that we frantically worked to get this back in stock as soon as possible because Vitamin Mineral Fusion is one of our most popular products. Now, the reason that you should be getting this product is for the same reason that you get any other multivitamin product. Our body needs these vitamins, these minerals, and these nutrients in order to live and operate at the most efficient level possible. Now, you should be getting this from InfoWarsStore.com instead of from your pharmacy or your grocery store or with name brands or generic versions, because this has optimal absorption included in it. It's designed for your body to be able to actually absorb all of the nutrients in the most efficient way possible, unlike other competitors on the market that just simply don't operate that way. Now, this includes comprehensive nutritional support. Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsStore.com has A, C, D, E, B complex, essential minerals like magnesium, calcium, and zinc. Everything the body needs to survive. It also includes enhanced absorption and utilization. Like I was saying before, this is an advanced multivitamin formulation designed to let your body actually absorb everything so you don't just flush it out like with so many competitors. And finally, it will support energy production and recovery. So make sure you check out Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com right now, not only because this product is an amazing product for anybody in the world to take, but because by purchasing from InfoWarsStore.com, you keep us on the air in this most dangerous time for both InfoWars and our country. We know that freedom of speech is under attack. We know that the New World Order is trying to take over and shut down InfoWars and, frankly, shut you down too. So by getting Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com, not only are you fighting for your health, but you're fighting for your country and you're fighting for humanity itself.